The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me. Ill and you cared for me. In prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. A stranger and you gave me no welcome. Naked and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked, or ill or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Little thought for you here for the day. Second Vatican Council says that Jesus is mystically present in three ways. Okay, he's mystically present when his word is proclaimed. He's mystically present in the gathered assembly. He said, "Wherever two or more are gathered in my name, I myself am present among them." And he said that he's mystically present in the person of the priest, believe it or not. Three ways in which he's mystically present. One way in which he's literally present, and that's in the Blessed Sacrament. But when you think about all these presences of Christ, you'll notice he's not very ostentatious, is he? He keeps himself kind of hidden. It's something of a mystery. Well, today in the Gospel, we hear about the most distressing, mysterious, hidden presence of all of Christ, and that is in the poor, the lowly, in the troublesome, in the least of my brethren, this magnificent overview of the Last Judgment. Now, our church teaches that the Last Judgment is going to be full of surprises. Did you know that in the light of God's truth, all of our secrets are going to be known? Everything's going to be known in the Last Judgment. So, you know, you're going to get to know all kinds of fascinating little tidbits and secrets and mysteries from down through history, right? But probably the greatest among the things that are going to be a surprise for us on that day is to discover that what we did to other people, we actually did to Jesus himself. Both the saved and the damned are just as astonished. Both the saved and the damned ask the same question. They say, "Lord, when did we do that to you?" Right? One of the biggest surprises of all. Here's another big surprise from the Last Judgment. That all those who go off to the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels don't do so because of what they did. They do so because of what they could have done and failed to do. "Whatever you did not do for the least of my brethren, you did not do for me." You know, every religion in the world tells us to be good to those who are poor and to those who are lowly. But you're never going to hear Buddha saying, "You did it to me," right? You're never going to hear Muhammad saying, you did it to me. Only Jesus says that. And what a quantum leap that is from what we heard in the first reading from the book of Leviticus. Holiness code of the book of Leviticus, essentially an extended commentary on the Ten Commandments. And it was written so that people wouldn't do the bare minimum, right? Don't steal. And that means don't defraud your wages from your laborers. And don't defraud other people. And listing all these requirements so that people won't do the bare minimum. And our Lord raises the bar. Because all of that is still at the level of command and obey, command and obey. And God needs us to live at the level of love. So he gives us this preview here of the last judgment. You know, I used to be a teacher. And before I gave anybody a final exam, I always took one entire class and just reviewed for the test. And in the course of the review, I told the kids everything that was going to be on the test. And they still failed. It was amazing. Here's Jesus giving us essentially everything that's going to be on life's final exam. I wonder whether he experiences something like a teacher's frustration when he sees us fail to hear and to act. Let me give you one specific way in which you can act on this, okay? Don't think of the lowly and the poor as some kind of abstraction. Don't think of them as something that you see on a television commercial, some, you know, emaciated face from Africa someplace. Rather, when you think about the lowly and the poor, there's somebody in all of our lives who's causing us the most trouble, the most difficult. When you go to prayer, put that person's face in your mind, put their name on your lips, and pray that you'll be able to treat them as you treat Jesus himself. Doesn't mean you have to like it. Doesn't mean it has to feel good. Doesn't mean it has to be easy. It's all about your will. It's all about your intention. Lenten practice that we can use to put this into practice right now. And let's pray that one day we'll hear our Lord say to us these greatest words that can ever be said to any of us. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Amen.